time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, yes. Back to school. Fall. We talked about it last week. We all in now. We deep in September. You know what I mean? We shit. It's September 11th. You know, never forget. But what's good with you, man? How you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling great. Feeling good. You know, we in this week doing the thing, you know what I'm saying? Making shit happen. And shit, I can't complain at all, man. It's a lot of shit that I could, but why would I? You know what I'm saying? I'm focusing on the steps ahead. You know what I mean? One, two.
Yeah, that. Just focus on them steps. Keep moving. Yeah. I think that's a, I don't know, not a tradition, but a maybe a custom, particularly in the black community. You know what I mean? Particularly with black men, but and beyond, but black men specifically. You know, like you say, hey, what up? They give you the, I'm chilling. You know what I mean? How you doing? I'm cool. You know, I can't call it. But if you hit me with a follow-up, are you sure? Now I might have to unload some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to let you go. I'm trying to keep this small talk short. But if you right. inquire within, if you pull on that keystone, this whole shit might collapse into a long-winded conversation of a whole lot of troubles and bullshit and whatever else. So, you know, sometimes you got to just keep it moving unless you really give a fuck. But right. anyway.
But you know what I'm saying? Shit is cool, man. I ain't got no real shit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That would interest the listeners.
Okay. I hear that. I got some shit, but I don't know if, look, man, I don't bend your
ear. I don't think it's interesting to this.
But, right, know. Right, right. It's not, yeah, I wouldn't file it under entertainment. Oh, man. I hear that.
But nah, it's been cool, man.
That's what's
shit.
Up.
Had a laid back, you know. I be trying to rest on the weekend, so I be trying to keep it cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shit, you know, spunked around last week. Did a couple of little things here and there just to, you know, clear my mind. You know, nothing of note. We went to this one spot that was supposed to be popping, wasn't really popping that particular night. Guess everybody was done coming off the holiday, so they weren't right back at it. So it was a restaurant supposed to be one of them spots, one of them place to be tax ass spots.
Mm-hmm.
Valet and a little ass parking lot. I mean, parking lot might hold 30 cars, man.
Okay.
Very good. Yeah, I know y'all tripping with this valet.
Oh, you already know. They're going to hustle. Now, are you withholding the name to protect the innocent, or you want to let us know where it's
at?
Oh,
yeah, I'm withholding the name to give it a fair shot. You know
gotcha,
what I'm saying?
Gotcha. sounds like
mistakes. I want receipts.
right. No, I'm just here on this.
I'm withholding the name to protect the slow night. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. I ain't one of them Yelp motherfuckers. Oh, this shit was dry.
Yeah.
You came on an off-ass Wednesday.
Right. That's the promoter plea. Damn, last week shit was crazy, man. Damn, this week, you know, shit wild now. You know, shit, motherfuckers probably still tired. You know, they done spent all their money or spunked all their money. So yeah, man, you know, come back next week though, for real. Come back next week. Don't judge us on this, man. Matter of fact, go get yourself a drink. I got you a drink though. That's what's up. That's cool, man. I was trying to get some rest just today. I was trying to catch a nap before I did the pod, because I woke up super early. I ain't sleep that well. I woke up super early. Like, it was just like, I couldn't get back to sleep, so I was just like, fuck it. I guess I'm just going to have to lean into this early day. I'm going to be one of these early day motherfuckers. So I'm up, like, way earlier than this is not even my, you know what I mean? This ain't even my shift. I'm up and shit, making breakfast and shit, and then it started to hit me a little later. So I tried to take a nap, but that didn't really take. I'm still terrible at nap taking. I have to crash out. I really have to, like, just like basically yeah, fall apart, power down, like in the real sense of the word. Like it's mm-hmm. tough for me to just lay there and play dead until I go to sleep. Don't work, you know. But yeah, man. I'm chilling, man. I'm having a good time. What's going on?
What's been the latest? What's the latest and the greatest?
Man, it's a lot of cool, you know, a lot of interesting things was going on. This weekend I went to the Mets game. Went out there. I've never been to Citi Field before. So went out there, shit kicked the scene. The Mets versus the Reds. Mm-hmm. Mets unfortunately lost. Yeah, we got there kind of like late, a little late, like later than I thought, to be totally honest. So mm-hmm. I thought, you know, I was trying to get there from the beginning because I kind of wanted to see who threw out the first pitch. Side note, mm-hmm. let me ask you this, because you see that first pitch, that should be killing people. You know, like real people that you would expect to be able to give it over the plate. Mm-hmm. And I never played baseball in a organized capacity, you know. Mm-hmm. But I guess, I don't know if it's just unchecked confidence, but there's something about it. I feel like I could get it over the plate.
That shit probably a little longer than expected.
Absolutely.
Like, wait a minute now.
Because I've seen people who I thought they would have been able to get the shit, and then... You know, with the photos and little video, you look terrible. They show your form all out of whack. You know, I don't have no form. I just get the shit over. I would try to, but I want to. There's this desire to see if I could do it. Obviously, without a crowd and all types of expectations. Like, I want to go to, like, you know how they got batting cages. I wonder if they got, like, little pitcher mounds where you could try
to.
They
got them.
Yeah. Yeah, see what's
what. You going to prepare?
Yeah, I just want to know for self. You know, if I ever get the opportunity, that'd be cool. But I just kind of want to know, because there's a part of me that feels as though I could do it. And I think that happens. I think that it happens with a lot of these people, because I see a lot of confidence approaching the mound. And then I see a lot of defeat and a lot of falling shoulders as they, you know, scurry up off. You know, let the pros get at it.
50 Cent can't get it across.
That's what I was thinking. 50 looked crazy. I think Stephen A. looked a little crazy. A few other people. So thought we was going to get there like maybe in the middle of the second inning. But these innings were moving fast. And we got there about the fifth inning.
Damn.
So, which was cool. Still had a great time. Got there the fifth inning.
You was in the seats or in a box?
Nah, in the seats. In nice little seats. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man Theme One, you know, with the Kinetic. We was up in the seats. I was gonna tell you something though. Yeah, which, you know, honestly, it kind of, to be totally honest with you, hold on one second. To be totally honest with you, it kind of worked out for the best. Because, you know, 9 innings of baseball is a long time. Even though it was a beautiful day, it was nice. You know what I mean? But 9 innings, I was already kind of trying to get my mind right for that. So 4 innings wasn't too bad.
True.
You know what I'm saying? So it did that. What else? Oh, I'll tell you this, some weird shit. Yesterday, I'm in Brooklyn. I'm coming back from getting something to eat out in Brooklyn. And I'm driving down Atlantic Avenue past, like, right past, just south of, like, the Barclays Center. And, yo, I sighted my first black MAGA in the flesh.
Really?
I was like, what is going on? A black MAGA, this cat was driving a Hyundai. No disrespect to the Hyundai, I'm just trying to set the scene. And he had a Make America Great Again hat on and had his whole hood, like, with a big ass, like, banner, you know, Trump banners. It's like bringing it back or something to that effect. I said, yo, I tried my hardest. I was in front of him, so I tried my hardest to catch a couple flicks. I could catch a good flick, but that blew my mind. Like, Yeah. Yeah, man. I thought it was bots. You know what I mean? Nah, I thought these were just bots.
We've been doing some debate watch parties. We're doing a debate watch party tonight.
Yeah.
We did one for the first one. So they've been coming out. Like, it's some, you know what I'm saying? It's some real MAGA guys out here now.
Yes, it's kind of crazy. It's
the trip shit for me, though, is that, you know, they get regaled out. You know what I'm saying? And I know it's people that vote for everybody. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, you don't know who they vote for because they, you know what I'm saying, go in the booth and vote. But it's some of these new MAGA guys, they get dressed up. They put on the red hoodie, the red hat, the gold sneakers.
Right.
And they proclaim it with their chest. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Make America great. Voting for Trump. Or it's like the cats who, you know, do the typical. You know, I'm about my bread, so you already know what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? I'm going for the bread. Like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, people really, like, you know, they rep it. Like, beyond just voting, it's like a representation of, this is who I'm with. Mm-hmm. Be like damn. But when they talk, they don't sound like they with you.
No.
They sound like they all the way against you. So, and I know how this all goes, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody playing one side against another, blah, 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 blah. But I don't know if I could just rep a nigga who openly rep that he don't fuck with me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you know.
That's the biggest disconnect for me. Like, I could even understand, because there was a point where I said, you know how you said they got all the regalia, right? I was kind of, there was a thought back in the Biden era. I was like, damn, you know what? Biden didn't have any merch, you know? Like, that's one thing Trump got. He got a merch table for your ass.
I wouldn't have wore that either.
No, I mean, I probably wouldn't have wore no Biden merch either. I don't wear any, to be totally honest with you, I'm trying to think back, did I have? I didn't have any official Obama merch, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my cousin, he hit me with a cool Obama t-shirt, you know what I mean? One of those after the fact, after he left, shit said, miss me or some shit like that. But, you know, but yeah, I never really been into political merch. I know when I was in Seattle, I had this thought too, like, I think it's the Democrat and maybe even like the black candidate, particularly now with Kamala, like white people be early on the black candidate merch. Cause I seen so many different Kamala t-shirts out there in Seattle. I was like, oh shit, where are they getting these from? But like, yeah, I was never really into the merch game, but that was one thing I thought was, you know, maybe if Biden had had some shit that people could throw on, maybe you know what I mean? Maybe it could kind of, you know, have a little bit of that energy or whatever. I don't know. I'm kind of rambling right now. I told y'all I'm tired. But,
I'm just saying, man, you know, just rapping that shit. It's just crazy. These people don't be saying. They be saying one thing out their mouth, doing a whole another thing. Every politician, I mean, every president,
right,
is going to be, you know what I'm saying, he's going to have a body count, you know what I'm saying, of his administration, where he done dropped bombs, done sent drones, done, you know what I'm saying, crossed over, you know, different boundaries of
humanity.
Humanity. You know what I'm saying? Thank you. Of humanity. And, you know, you're not going to agree with all that shit. So, why would I be wearing some shit that I know I ain't going to agree with some of that shit at a certain point? You know what I'm saying? So I just couldn't do it. You know what I mean? But, you know, to each his own, and that's what it's all about. You know what I mean? Everybody going to rap what they rap. And, you know, sometimes people seems like, you know, people need something to attach themselves to give this whole place a meaning. You know what I mean? Like, and I understand it. Like, you know, when I'm watching some of this stuff, when you got both sides, you know what I'm saying? You got the MAGA guys, you got the Democrat guys, and you could see that on either side, neither one of them is talking directly to black men. You know what I'm saying? It's like we're invisible. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's like we'll show up at the barbershop. We might pass out some chicken, show up at church. But we not really fucking with y'all. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I think on both sides of the fence, especially black men, are looking for something to attach to. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? Somebody to recognize the existence. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of what MAGA is got going on as far as that is concerned is that you got these missing links who don't have something to attach to, which I believe, in my own personal belief, is why the MAGA shit was invented, to talk to people who hadn't been talked to. You know what I'm saying? All of those, you know, Appalachian people and people who weren't really part of the process per se. You wouldn't visually see anybody in Congress that looks like they're talking to these communities. And so when he came out and directly started talking to these communities on the outskirts, he started to bring them into the fold. Similar as Obama did when he came in and brought more black people into the fold because he was the black guy. So, you know, if that's what you want, that's what it is.
Yeah, I agree. I do think that a lot of these people have felt overlooked, and now that they feel like, you know, they're included, you know, mm-hmm. in the conversation, you know, like, no pun intended, but, you know, they feel like, okay, yeah, I'm a rap because he sees mm-hmm. us. You know, that whole feeling seen thing, that's strong marketing. That's very powerful. A lot of people feel like, okay, you know, like, oh, okay, they you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, shit. It's a head nod. It's a political head nod. I see you. And they're like, a word? You know, it's the shout out. It's the shout out. And it's like, you shout me out, I'm down forever. And even if you was pandering, you know, you have no plan for the relationship at all. It's just a shout out, Pop. It's not that serious. I just shout you out. Single ladies, I can't hear y'all. You know.
Where you Brooklyn know. At?
Right. Make noise. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's what's up. Y'all look good in here. I see y'all. Yeah, man. We just doing a little crowd control. Trying to, you know, last week was light. So I'm trying to bring some people out this week.
Niggas got on the podcast talking shit. Mm-hmm. So we had to bring the people out.
mm-hmm. You know, shit. But, yeah, I'm ready to tonight is the debate. I'm looking forward to this. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not looking. Yeah, I guess I'm looking forward to this because if all goes, I don't say it's planned. It could go either way. It could go wild. I know Kamala has what it takes to dust that man off, make him look crazy out there. But I also know Trump is the most professionally unprofessional, unorthodox, lying motherfucker. So his whole shit is just it's just all wild card energy. So we gonna see what it's gonna be. It should be interesting. It's definitely more. It's definitely gonna be more energetic than the June debate. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Where Joe was out there looking crazy. So
they have something. They got something up their sleeve on both sides. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's
definitely going to be unorthodox on Trump's side because, you know, Harris is going to lean on orthodox. And, right. You know, he'll try to trip her up, cross her up. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see how swift she is on her feet.
Mm-hmm.
How Twitter ready is she? You know what I'm saying?
Right,
she quit.
Right.
Is she witty with the 140 characters on the ass?
Right. The clapbacks and all of that shit. And the receipts and all of that. Yeah.
Receipts and clapbacks.
Yeah. I feel as though they must have had like a nice little war room, little table. You know what I mean? Little writer's room. People that kind of submit things and witticisms and, you know, factoids and everything. I hope so.
You know, Trump be working his room publicly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you already know what he coming with.
Right.
Oh, yeah. She just black when she wants to be.
Right. Yeah. He's a wild dude. He's a wild dude, man. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Yeah, I wish we could kind of fast forward it a little bit, but it's coming soon.
Yeah, you know, man, it's going to be here right before you know it. It'll be here done, and then we'll be talking about the next election.
Right.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
You know. What's up? They got, when you went to the Brooklyn Museum.
Yes.
Did you see the Swiss Beats collection?
Yes, I did. Giant,
yeah. How is
Swiss and Alicia? Yeah, it was cool. It was cool.
Word. Now they coming. I thought I was gonna get a little feedback.
No, I tell you a little bit more. I get some more. No. Shit was good. It was cool. Actually, I went a couple times, to be totally honest with you. Mm-hmm. And it was cool. I think I spoke about it on the pod. But one, I was, you know, this is their personal collection. So mm-hmm. the scale and breadth of it is, you know, that shit, it is, you know, like, it's a big deal. Like, you're like, wow, mm-hmm. they're really patrons out here. They curated mm-hmm. some things. So, I'm trying to think what I liked a lot. There was, I told you about the, what's my man's name? Damn, why am I messing his name up? Wiley.
Kehinde
Wiley. They both have commissioned personal Kehinde Wileys, big mm-hmm. ass Kehinde Wileys and shit. And, you know, he put all of that detail in there. It's kind of fly. That was dope. Some cool Gordon Parks pieces. Mm. Deanna Lawson. I mean, shit, man. It was a lot. It's a hell of a collection. I'll say that. Yeah, nah. It's definitely worth checking out. Right. When they coming down there?
Friday. They open Friday at the High Museum here in Atlanta.
Okay. Yes,
yeah. They'll both be here.
Okay.
Interested to check it out. That first night, they talking about $500 to get in.
Ooh,
no, sir. I wait for free Fridays.
Yes, do that. Yeah. That's setting the bar high. $500. I need to see a portrait of me.
Kehinde in there painting. Doing them sketches. Cartoon sketches of a nigga.
Exactly. Little caricature artist. Yeah, I need you to do a little
But song. I need that to be like Kehinde, nigga.
Right. And sign it for me, please. Right, sign
you
it.
Know what I'm saying?
Take this picture with me for authenticity.
Black and white Kehinde on the wall at the house. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, man. Yeah. Speaking of that, I almost on some art shit. They had the Armory show out here in New mm-hmm. York this past weekend. Mm-hmm. And for a hot second, I was thinking about going, but I didn't get out there. And I mean, the price point wasn't crazy like $500.
No. This like the VIP reception. I think the actual reception, I think it's like 120 something, maybe something like that. But it was still like,
Right.
But I think I'm gonna hit it anyway. You know, I'm gonna pull the media card. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Sing, sing, ding, ding. You know what I'm talking about? Right. I mean, there ain't never nothing to get in the shit.
Right. True. You'll get in that. Yeah, for sure. Do they do like a little first Saturday, first Friday?
They do. It just passed, actually.
Okay.
Friday when we went to the overpriced spot that wasn't mm-hmm. cracking.
Damn, that's a whole nother ad. No crowd, no parking, and overpriced. Keep going.
We was on the way, and niggas was on the let out of the high. Like, damn, we should have went to the high.
Oh, man, that's where everybody was at. Yeah.
It looked like a lot of people was out there, you know what I'm saying, all dressed up. They get serious about that museum.
Yeah.
So check that out. I'm interested to see, you know, the collection as it is now. I think I've seen his stuff. Some of his stuff was in Brooklyn Museum before it was its own collection. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
His Kehinde was in there. I think that was his cause thing in there.
Really?
He had a couple pieces in there. I think so. I'm not sure if that was his cause, but I think I know that was his Kehinde.
That big ass wood cause?
Okay. That big ass cause.
That's like a couple in the pieces lobby. In
there. Yeah, that was in the lobby. I don't want to lie, but he had a couple pieces in there. And I'm not going to name those specifics as I already did because I'm probably lying at this point. He did have some pieces in Brooklyn Museum before he had the collection thing.
Right.
But yeah, so I'm excited to see that, you know what I'm saying? Because I think a lot of times when people look at what he's doing, they, you know, it's almost like looking at a rich nigga with a shoe collection that get the shits free from Nike. You know what I'm saying? I think a lot of people looking at his collection like that, as opposed to a nigga really getting in, understanding, because he did so much so fast with art. You know what I mean? It seemed like it. Well, publicly, it seemed like, you know what I'm saying, within 10 years, boom. You know what I'm saying? Right. I got an art exhibit collection. You know what I mean? Right. I got personal pieces from the artists themselves. I'm friends with them. I travel with them. They put them on the boat, boop, boop, bing, bing. You know what I'm saying? So I don't think people give it the due that I want to see what it has. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see for myself. Because I fuck with the shit. Like when he was during the pandemic, he was skating through the house and shit.
That was crazy.
I'm like, yeah, damn, nigga got two big ass cars in that motherfucker. This nigga got shit. You know?
Yeah.
But it's like, you know, it's all the contemporary things of right now. Like, of this era, he gonna have all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I want to see it.
I think he and Alicia could, I think, and also Mashonda, I'm not sure how much they still intercollaborate as far as the art goes, but you know that she does her cure, I think it's Curate Her or something like that. Like they, you know, they heavy in it, but I think that particularly Swiss and Alicia could probably stand to do a little bit more press about it. Like really talking about, you know, how they built the collection and what it means. Like there's a few things here and there. They might even have some talks. I know they had a few talks at the museum, but I think like maybe on some type of bigger platform so people could kind of get a little bit more insight into how he built it. But to that point, when you bring up the skating through the crib and the big ass Iron Man house, you know, all I think is, see, that's why you don't sample. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think about. I think about him and Pharrell and them cats that was, you know, they wasn't really doing too much sampling like that, particularly Swiss. And keep that bread.
Everybody ain't had the level of talent he was fucking with either at his disposal. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So you know, he producing for Rough Riders. This is first before he spread out everywhere.
Right.
Rough Riders, it's your uncle's label. You know what I'm saying? They probably trying to keep it low. Y'all got some good talent with DMX and them and Eve. And they actually sound good on these beats without samples when everybody was sampling.
Right.
And he was able to take a sound that if it was anybody else, it would have sounded a little like it would. You know, I was surprised he was able to get that shit off in New York, what he was getting off.
Well, go ahead.
Keep going.
Because
he had a lot of Southern to the beats. You know what I'm saying? Southern, no sample type beats. But he had New York rappers, and they was able to get it off, man. And he got, I mean, shit. He got rich off that run. You know what I'm saying? Rough Riders run.
Yeah. And then, you know, all of the peripheral, you know, the Hove and
the Ori and all that.
Yeah. I think to that point, I think on a certain level, I don't know if he gets as much credit for bridging that gap between the South and the North. You know what I mean? Because
nobody
ain't
talking about that, but yes.
Yeah. You know,
it didn't exist.
Right. Not in a big way, for sure. Like it was really like, as Jada say, switch up your style, go Southpaw. So it was like Jay-Z jumping on the high remix, but then when they started doing shit like Down Bottom, you know what I mean? And it's like, okay. You know, but what I was going to say about all of that and the talent or whatever, I remember clearly, he definitely got shit. He caught a lot of hate for that, you know, Casio-ass beats. Like, a lot of people were not really quick to embrace Swiss. You know what I'm right. saying? Like, you know, so he rode that turbulence out. Now he got an Iron Man house. You know what I'm saying? And Kehinde Wiley and his likeness.
I just remember when I first started selling ads and shit. Uh-huh. And he was about to do the album. He was doing the Swiss Beats album on J mm-hmm. Records.
Right.
And they was just talking about him, how he moved, and I think they weren't really doing nothing. He was going to do it himself. He had himself out there on the road or some shit like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. And she was like, man, Swiss been living off his interest since he was 17. I was like, what? Wow. I'm like, right. God damn.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
I'm like, that's my first time hearing that concept. Like, right. Wait a minute.
Earn your leisure. Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah. Beauty. Yeah, man.
Yeah. So
that's what's up.
Shout out to Swiss, man. Hopefully we get a chance to catch up with him. It's funny because out of all the celebrities, he probably is the person I've shot the most. Single shoots of different mm-hmm. celebrities. I probably shot him more times than any other celebrity.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Shit, you might be one of the people that could get that that insight. You know what I mean?
Well,
we're
gonna see. Hopefully.
Yeah, hell yeah. Shit.
We're working on it. And I'm not actually omitting Alicia Keys in this conversation.
Right.
I just haven't seen a lot of her talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I haven't seen other than this exhibit and their collection as a couple, I haven't mm-hmm. seen her, you know what I'm saying, publicly sharing information about art and all that type of shit like he do. You know what I'm saying? And quite frankly, they married, so it's all theirs anyway. It's just right. he's like the front facing, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. face of the art.
Gotcha. No, I agree. I hear what you're saying. A couple big stories been moving around. One, in fact, I'm curious what your thoughts on. So, the announcement came out a couple days ago that Kendrick Lamar would be headlining the Super Bowl halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
And many people, I say myself included, I fuck with Kendrick, and it's hard to not be happy for Kendrick. He's had a banner year. But I guess I'd had the expectation that it was going to be a Lil Wayne situation, especially since it was in New Orleans, and it felt as though they may have missed a cultural moment, mm-hmm. you know, and a little clout chasey kind of, because it just feels like...
That was the thing I was going to say, but go ahead.
Okay. I just feel like Amazon had that big moment already with Kendrick, you know, with the Juneteenth pop out, you know, like they really made it. And now you got another music streamer, Apple Music, kind of jumping on the bandwagon a little bit. And it just, to me, it just feels like a missed opportunity. And that's pretty much the extent to it. I'm not into the whole pointing fingers or read it into the whole the theories of pettiness or, you know, revenge, any of that. You know what I mean? But what are your thoughts?
Damn, they're gonna tee me up with pettiness and hatred. Nah, man, I just think it was a business decision. You know what I'm saying? You know how them rooms be. You know what I mean? When it's time to book and it's like, who hot? You know what I'm saying? Who going to be hot? Right. And right. you know what I'm saying? Who going to make the biggest splash? You know what I'm saying? And shit, you can't argue with Kendrick Lamar's influence this year. You know what I'm saying? So the nigga came out shining in the, you know, he put himself out front, do that battle, whatever, and fucking killed it. So he earned the space. Now, sure. when you're talking about the cultural decision, it's the 20th anniversary of Katrina. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
that,
wow.
The 25 would be the 2020. It wouldn't be on that date, but that year. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It would be leading into the 20th anniversary of Katrina. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things you could have did, especially around Wayne, blah, blah,
right.
blah, blah, blah. You
right,
know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
But when you're making a business decision, you know what I'm saying? Shit, You just did the same team with Dre and all them. It's the, pretty much the same infrastructure for Kendrick. It's a, you know what I'm saying? They probably already in business heavy with Apple. You know what I'm saying? So you ain't gotta leave the house. You got it all in house. You know what I mean? So from a business decision, it's probably perfect. You know what I'm saying? It's probably perfect. But from a cultural perspective and the history of using artists from the city, NFL ain't too fucking, they not, you know what I mean? They don't care about that. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit, they did, Atlanta got down, big boy got a burst. You know what I'm saying? Shit. It wasn't like an Outkast show.
Mm. When was that?
It was like Maroon 5 and then, like, then Big Boy had, I think he did, I Like the Way You Move and some shit.
Right. an aside. Yeah.
Yeah, it was an aside. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like an Atlanta show.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, you know, they doing what they trying. They, you know, if you had to make your pick, man, based off of now.
Right.
The business decision is the one that they made. You know what I mean? Like, who never, Drake, I mean, Wayne ain't got a, you know, not a hot new record. He ain't been as active in the past few years as you would probably want the Super Bowl artist to be. But they do that shit for white bands. You know what I'm saying? Sure. So.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just, you know, look, I mess with Kendrick, so it's going to be cool. You know, it's not. Not the worst pick. Again, like I said, it just feels a little like, you know, like it's corporate. It's a little culturally clueless. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it would have been slick. It'd have been kind of fly had it been Wayne. It just seems like it was such an alley-oop, such an easy thing. But to the history, you know, associations similar to like the Super Bowl, even if they got, you know, new people that kind of help steer now, but you know the history of these organizations like the Grammys and NFL being known to have a cultural blind spot, you know, they actually get to ride the wave of, I ain't really that surprised in the first place, you know, to surprise me if they got it right. Almost, so they could kind of use that as cover. Like, come on now, you know we don't, you know we be fucking up. You know what I'm saying? And it's just really more so infighting on Twitter. That's gonna really, you know, be the reaction.
Yeah, none of that's real. Niggas gonna sit there, watch that shit. You know what I'm saying? Sure. Have a ball, eat wings, and chill on the game. They gonna tear New Orleans down. That's gonna be a crazy Super Bowl because New Orleans is already New Orleans,
right?
So. They are good for their hospitality.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. I got two questions. One, just on speaking of pettiness and diabolical movements, even though I hate the overuse of the word diabolical, man.
Mm-hmm.
That boy Kendrick, man, even in the announcement, there ain't no round twos. I was like, damn, that was crazy. I like how he kind of shut that man Aubrey down a little bit. You know, subliminal in the big ass press release, but
yeah, I mean, shit, it's open for discussion.
Now this is the question. Now this is speaking of where it could go, it could be interesting, politically and all of that. We are in New Orleans. Wayne is a fan of Kendrick is a fan of Wayne. Now, obviously, Wayne signed Drake. That's his artist.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think if Kendrick makes the stage available to Wayne to pop out to do something, does Wayne take Kendrick up on that? I got my answer, but I want to know what you think.
I believe Wayne would jump his motherfucking ass out there and rock that bitch.
Yes. Because this is what I feel about Wayne. If I'm being honest, we just talking about being clueless about the Grammys and the NFL. Wayne traditionally has created a persona of, I don't read the newspaper. Better yet, nigga, I don't know what's going on outside of the studio. All I do is rap and do verses. I didn't even know they had beef. Now, obviously, he knew, but he is the most unaware, prolific motherfucker in hip hop culture. So yeah, it would be kind of interesting though. I'd be curious how that would land. You know what I'm saying? Like how that shit would land. It could be a little, crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a lot of ways it could go. You know what I'm saying? He could bring Wayne out. He could rock that shit. You know what I'm saying? What if they take the opportunity to squash Wayne. The beef and then Drake come out with Wayne?
Ooh. Interesting. That would be something historic. Now, that would be kind of fly. And maybe because I'm older, because honestly, a younger motherfucker, man, get the fuck out of here. Hell right. No. That was, nigga, it's to the death. Right. And I doubt it would happen, but that would be something like, yeah, that. I feel like somebody's grandmother. Look at that. Now, see, I like right. that. Now, that was right. nice.
Bring yeah. Wayne out. He rock that bitch. You know what I'm saying? They do motherfucker back that thing up. And then Drake come out, you know what I'm saying? And then they take it from there. You know what I mean? It could be something, you know, it could be nothing, but you know.
Right. That would blow my mind.
I mean, the Nas Jay-Z moment that they tried to do when Jay-Z brought Nas out, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I was there for that.
Yeah, it could be something like that, you know?
Yeah.
It could be, not to say that it will, but you know, it could be.
Yeah. I don't know if it's been enough time.
I mean, shit goes so fast nowadays, you know what
I'm
saying?
Right, that's true.
That's a way to keep it going.
Right. Yeah, man. Shit, do you think that you think Kendrick will drop an album prior or around or nah?
I mean, the smartest niggas would.
Right. It makes sense. But
the nigga's an artist, so you had to be right. He ain't like a lot of these other people just dropping records.
Right.
So it's going to have to be right.
Yeah.
If not, I think he'll just ride off you know what I mean? Okay, it was just another thing to do.
Right.
I'll see you niggas when I'm good.
Yeah, no, he takes his time. Yeah. He one of them cats. You know what I'm saying? Shit. When it's ready, it's ready. You know what I mean? We ain't doing too much fast food over here.
Nah.
Yeah, man. What else is good, man?
Shit, you know, other than, you know, this election stuff and you know, getting better and doing my 1-2. You know, I'm pretty flat over here. You understand? You know what I mean? I'm in that position of I gotta make something. Out of nothing, you know what I'm saying? I gotta do something. It's that time of life where shit gotta change. Nigga, I'm coming into the final scratch, you know what I'm saying? And so when you start thinking about your final scratch, what is it? How you gonna soft land this life? You know what I'm saying? And that's where my head has been. It's like how to soft land this motherfucker. And not be eating cat food as an 80-year-old. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. how to live life on out the door. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
well,
that's
smooth.
Yeah. Do. What's the? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, nigga, you got a few years, but it's like, what's? You know what I mean, we talked about it before. Like, what's your thriller? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your statement piece of this motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or you just gonna go out? Like, you know, had my day had been July 26th last year, shit, yeah, I would have just went out. You know what I'm saying? Off of what I had. But then when you get a chance to think about that, you like, well, shit, what is it? How do I want to go out? Because I remember laying in the motherfucker bed like, God damn, if that was it, nigga, I would shit. Right. You know what I'm saying? So given a bonus, you like, okay, how I'm going, what's the move to knock that bitch out the park before you get out of here, you know?
Right.
And I don't have the answer to that, but that's where my disposition is. That's where my energy lies. I'm feeling my energy come back in a way of not my physical energy, like my cognitive fatigue shit, but just like my spiritual energy of feeling the world, you know what I'm saying? I feel that shit coming back, you know what I'm saying? I'm starting to, you know, like, yeah, now I feel like this the world that I left, as opposed to this a whole new space and how the fuck I'm gonna deal with it, you know? So With that being said, ain't nothing popped off for me. But I've had conversations with other people that, you know what I'm saying, has sparked, you know, movements in their situation, which makes me feel like, yeah, I still got it. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, for a while, I didn't feel like I had it, you know?
Right.
And right. To the realization of you still having it is a big fucking thing in my world. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Some people may not see that, but it may mean nothing to other people. But for me, that's all I got. I ain't got no hobbies and no motherfucking friends to watch the games with on Sundays, every football game. You know what I'm saying? All I do is come up with shit and try to make shit happen. You know what I mean? And I'm, you know what I'm saying, usually friendly with people I make shit happen with. So
right.
To not be able to make shit happen is a fucking lonely place. And who wants to be there? I don't. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a interesting time. Like when you kind of, you know, well, one, the fact that you feel like, or you getting feedback from people saying, yo, you inspired me or whatever, that's great because that's a contribution in itself, right? Mm-hmm. It might not be a product to all, but it's a contribution to the community, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's worthy in itself. Well, not even worthy, but that's something tangible, right? But then the other thing is, I was having a conversation with a friend of mine about this too, like, but that pang or whatever, that feeling in your gut when you like, you feel like you need to be doing something, and it could damn near make your stomach hurt because you like, the fuck? Like, you trying to, like, you know, I need to do something. I gotta get out in this world. Like, you put all of this pressure on yourself. And oftentimes, or if you trust it, if you trust, you know what a motherfucker be feeling it, they start to like really try to trust the universe, try to get attuned to the vibrations out of, you know, and the thing is, you can't get attuned with the vibrations in the universe and still be under duress. You gotta have like real steady faith, right? You gotta really feel it, because there is the belief that there's the, you planting seeds, and then there's the harvest season.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this is the seed planting, or maybe they, you know, the shit hasn't really, you know, shit hasn't sprouted yet, but you kind of agitating yourself spiritually, not you, but just in general, it could fuck the crops up a little bit. If you got to really trust, you got to really have some faith. And you gotta, and like, I saw something where it was like, I can't even recall the meme, but you know, that's a whole nother thing. Like, when you're looking for inspiration, you make like a, you know, you try to create your own little Bible of inspiration, you know, using memes and pieces of conversation and, you know what I mean? All types of, you know, I feel like that. But at the same time, one thing that I saw, I'm trying to do more for myself, just to kind of, I don't even want to say jump started, but just to get in the process of putting shit out, is just putting shit out, just putting it out. I saw somebody, I think Rick Rubin was saying, like, you know, your output is almost like a creative diary, you know? Like, this is just how you was feeling that day. You know what I mean? It don't have to meet any type of standard. This is what manifested that day. You know, you know, I've been reading a lot, watching a bunch of shit, trying to get inspired. I just read this whole Beyonce interview in GQ. You know, she was talking about how she be trying to cultivate her, you know, her motivation and creativity or whatever. And it seems to be, at least in the interview, she seems to be content with when it's not there, it's not there. You know what I'm saying? And like, kind of trusting the ebb and flow of the creativity. You know what I mean? Like, and it'd be like, okay, here we go. This is high tide. Let me start busting shit down, you know? Like, right now, this is low tide. Let me go get a drink, kick my feet up, and enjoy this shoreline. You know what I'm saying? Who knows? But, because it could be a battle. You know what I'm saying? It could be, like I said, you could feel very much agitated. Your stomach could be in knots and shit like that because, especially if the market is going crazy and you and depending on how you engage with what's going on, creative wise and all of that, and you're seeing everybody's announcements and pivots and all of this other shit, you're like, oh, nigga, what's going on? Where am I at? Where, you know? But, you know, trust the whole shit and pray. Well, you know what I mean?
Have faith, man. Faith is the answer. That, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That I got to deal with.
Right. Mm-hmm. I was watching, I saw that Lee Daniels movie, The Deliverance, with 100 Day. And yeah. That, you know, there's a lot about faith in that. There was one line where Andre Ellis told Andre Day's character, look, if you say it, you got to believe it, because if you don't believe it, it ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? Which is a takeaway. Now, the movie, you know, it felt like the beginning was cool. We got a little kind of felt like they were shoehorning a few things in towards the back half or whatever. But I will say, Andre Day be getting busy. Just to be so kind of new in the game, she get, and I guess, you know, her and Lee know how to bring that shit out of her. She gave a good performance, and old Glenn Close was good in there. Everybody, it was a lot of good performances, especially as it related when they were like doing the more so like day to day slice of black life type shit. That was cool. But when they kind of got into like, I guess the horror or psychological or demon type shit and faith based stuff, it just felt a little, in my opinion, a little rushed, a little like a little heavy handed, and like you know, it's that the kind of, I wasn't a big fan at the ending, but yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, alrighty.
It is what it is. But it's out in the world. Y'all check it out. Yeah, y'all let me know what you think.
No doubt.
Speaking of shit that's out in the world, you know, Power came back. I know you ain't get to see this one, and then also Fight Night came premiered. And yeah, I only saw the first episode of the three.
Yeah, but, I preempted Power to watch Fight Night in Industry. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay. It's wild because, like, again, I was the one bigging it up. And then after watching Fight Night and then preparing for Industry, I forgot about Power.
Right. Yeah, I guess, you know, that's what happened when you take them little, you break it up.
Yeah, you know, I'll take all summer off.
Yeah, I can forget. Yeah. But, they so back. We'll talk more about that. Go ahead. We talk more about that next week. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We both be up to date on it. As far as Fight Night go, like I said, I only seen the first episode, so I feel like we could get into Industry.
Okay.
Because I want to really be able to talk about Fight Night some more, and I don't want to, you know, even though we do a whole lot of spoiler alerts, I don't want to spoil my own shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I feel like next week we could at least, I don't know what the release schedule is, but the next week I should be all the way caught up. But
right.
I'm caught up all on this Industry.
Yeah, but take them away, my nigga. They got down corporate shuffle in that motherfucker.
Yeah. It's the, you know, same old drama every week, same shit. You don't really have to know what everything is, but you know what's going, you can feel the stress levels, even though I think that you know, the, just how you handle stress is how you get through the shit. So boom, so we come in, we start off, I think the episode kicks off with Yaz still, I guess now she's dating Henry from Lumi, you know what I mean? And we see them in the good old shower in the beginning.
Yeah.
And Henry's like, yo, I want to be vulnerable with you. You know what I'm saying? Yo, could you relieve yourself for me? Hey, yo. And so she's like,
I'm
hey,
not creepy. I'm just.
Yeah.
I'm just vulnerable.
I'm vulnerable. It's the only opportunity I get to kind of just, you know, be submissive. You know what I mean? To just let myself go.
So feel intimate. Saying,
Right. I need a, you know what I mean? I need a stream of intimacy.
There's been a lot of pissing in this motherfucking season.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of
when she took him in the bathroom.
Oh right.
She made
him
stand out there and went in there and took a heavy piss.
A heavy piss. Good stream. Yeah,
one of them heavy ones. You know what I'm saying? Nigga done drunk water. Done drunk water all day, nigga.
That shit crazy. So she was like, well, let me see what I got. let me see what I can summon up. So let me relax a little bit. And sure enough, she hit him with the shower, in the shower. So that's how that kind of sets the tone. You know what I mean? Looks like, is this intimacy or is just a cool way to contextualize a kink? We don't know just yet. So then, you know, now with Lumi crashing and burning and Henry, you know, buying a bunch of stock and you know, kind of golden parachuting out, Rob is kind of left holding the bag, especially on the Pierpoint side. So he has to go to a hearing. And, like, be the face of Pierpoint and the Pierpoint mishap. Mm-hmm. Now, he's fairly junior, so he kind of like, damn, you know, y'all, you kind of throwing me to the wolves. But the thing about Rob that I've noticed is he is, like, it's not even stoic. He's, like, numb to it all. You know what I mean? Like, he moves through, and I can't really remember on the last couple episodes, couple seasons, probably still, he's very, numb. I wouldn't even say even kill. He's, like, numb to it, and I think it's even enhanced when his client slash lover, when she passed, mm-hmm. I think he just got a lot of undealt with grief. You know, he got his man who kind of was, I guess, his mentor at one point, bought him all of the suits and finds out later on he left him a bunch of money, but that guy died. Like, he's been dealing with a whole lot. So anyway, he's, you know, they trying to put him up to it. This is what you got to do. Stick to the statement. You know, they're going to come for you. Don't worry about it. Just refer to the statement. But, you know, Rob, even as numb as he is, there is a part of him that's very protective about his standing and his reputation in the business. He's still invested. He's numb to a lot of the proclivities and shit like that, but there is still a desire to, like, maintain a job and do well. Right. So when that comes into jeopardy, you know, he could kind of be, you know, quick to respond. So he's in the hearing. They got that woman, Lisa Dean, tearing motherfuckers up, who's kind of like what I think Kamala gonna do to Donald Trump. Mm. But she's like going off on him, like, you know, like relentlessly, you know, and he's trying to hold it together, but he shit is getting shaky for him. He's starting to fall apart. He realizes he is, you know, when he goes, takes a break, one of his little confidants, one of the people on the Pierpoint side, kind of like, look, Pop, you the sacrificial lamb. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, why they trying to fuck me over? Because you fuckable. I mean, you know, you know what I'm saying? In a job sense. He's like, ah, word, damn. So then I think the woman kind of says, look, you need to get on the defense because your man Henry's going to go for his.
Right.
So you might want to take him down. And I know Rob's kind of, you know, honorable. He don't really want to do that if he can get away with it. So Henry pull up, you know, rich and his cavalcade, you know what I mean? His squad, he comes through, cloistered out with all of the blue blood nation. You know what I'm saying? He pull up on Henry. They get a moment to go into the bathroom. And yeah, and then get a little sidebar. And Henry like you know, chill, Pop. You're going to be all right, man. Like, look, don't even worry about it. It's going to be fine. You know what I mean? This shit ain't, it's, this is more theatrics than anything. You know, I watch this. I'm going to show you how to do it. Oh, because Henry is also being accused of being toxic and misogynistic.
Fraudster.
Fraud, yeah. Yeah, like damn near criminal. Like they
talking about the criminal charges.
Yeah, they trying to take him down. You see old Katie, shorty that was there monitoring the little fake fist fight between Rob and Henry. She's a stool pigeon.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So
And it looked like he wanted to get into some fisticuffs too. You know what I'm saying? He's like, shit, we can
Who, Henry?
Right. Oh boy, but then Harry walked up on him like, hey, we could get to that too.
Right. It could go, look, we could take it either way, Pop. Right. We could take either way.
I'm down for a good little fist of cuffs.
Right. Because it feels so exhilarating. It feels like I'm slumming it when I'm fighting commoners. You know what I mean? I don't get to do this at the members only, at the cricket spot. You know what I mean? When I'm playing handball in the, you know, in some old gothic ass Soho house. So, same time all of this is going on, Sweet Pea, you know, one of the young gunners, she's kind of got some information, some real sensitive information, and she's like, yo.
Can't hold water.
Not at all. And look, I'm going to be over here in this office, and you need to come over here in this office because I got some shit to tell you, and it's serious. You know what I'm saying? This could be two plus two is four, or two plus two is five, and five is fucked up out here. So Eric, you know, this is Halloween, so everybody dressed all weird. So Eric goes in there, Sweet Pea drops some shit like, look, y'all are over-leveraged on a bunch of, I guess, you know, look at me trying to get into the jargon. But basically, y'all got some checks that y'all can't cash that are about to be due real soon. And this shit could collapse everything. Should we be afraid? Eric try to be cool. Nah, yeah, wherever you got that information, you know, it could result in disciplinary action. What I need you to do is just focus, do your job. You know, he kind of hold it strong. We'll take care of it. But thank you for the information. Go back to your desk. He panicking. He a little oh shit. If it ain't one thing, it's a motherfucking another. So so that's what's going on. I'm gonna pass it to you so you could recap a little bit.
So we still in the little hearing or whatever. I don't know all the character names, you know what I'm saying? The black lady who came in and ran the little interference for the cause, you know what I'm saying? Step down.
Secretary of State.
Yeah, they having her step down. Excuse me. They having her step down, but promising her a prime minister position. If she do it right, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So she come in there, kind of put things on the government, but then turns around and say, but we gonna fucking press charges. I'm with it.
Mm-hmm.
And then after they leave the goddamn court, they end up at the gothic Soho house, and she appears as the surprise guest. You know what I'm saying? So they got, what's his name? What's the little scared stoic man name?
Oh, Rob.
Rob.
Yeah, they got Rob.
They hit Rob with the surprise, surprise.
we all working together, baby.
Exactly. Like, damn. I thought.
Right.
Yeah, so now they got him all in the situation. Like, we working together. He hitting the motherfucking blow heavy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He hitting it hard. He ain't even taking no light little. He going ahead and going for it. Mm-hmm. Trying to get that stress off his chest.
Shit going straight to the lungs. Yeah.
And then, you know, here go your boy, the owner of Lumi, fucking with him again. So, you have a fuck with old girl? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Not that she mine. I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm kind of jealous, but, you know, I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
He trying to be a good friend. You know, she's not in the space to hear all that love, lubby-dubby talk.
Right.
First thing he do, I love when you peed on me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, then the other nigga, you know what I'm saying? He forgot he was in the gothic Soho house. He was like, shit, you let her pee on you too? Fuck the whole shit up.
Go ahead. Yeah, that nigga's a dickhead. That DJ motherfucker, he's a wild card. Right. He's ridiculous. He's low-key a hater. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, he got like, he fucked the whole shit up. But yeah, go ahead. Now, let me ask you a question, because again, like, it's been a minute since I watched the first two seasons. And it was crazy that Rob even admitted to what he did. He was like, yo, she made me, you know, eat my shit.
I don't know why he did that.
I don't know why. Maybe it was the coke. Maybe the coke had him feeling like oversharing or whatever. Yeah. But that's some shit you take to the grave. Anyway, don't do it. But my question is, I don't remember. Did they ever jump off, or was it always they just like?
I don't remember them jumping off.
Okay.
They was in the bed together this episode, but they wasn't jumping off.
Right, because he was moving around. I know him and Harper jumped off, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
I remember Rob was getting it in, but I'm not sure if him and Yaz got it off. But
Got issues, man. Yaz is traumatized. Oh,
yeah. Well, yeah, you know yeah. I mean, for good reason. You see what Pops was about. You see Pops the type of shit he was on.
Yeah. And then it's shit. That nigga, he choked up like they was getting busy.
Right.
Like, right. Yeah. And you're going to come right back.
Yeah, yeah, it was dysfunctional,
right,
all the way there. Yeah, it's the type of shit that you see. That's like the behind the money,
right,
shit that you don't really see until you like, oh, damn, that's what come with all of that wealth.
Behind the hedges, man. Behind the hedges.
Yeah, behind the hedges. Yeah. So go ahead. Keep going.
So he teased him with that and then kind of embarrassed her. She got embarrassed because of the dude blew her out like that. And that fucked his whole game up. Then, so, you know, they end out on the sidewalk, her and her best friend. And then and she gets the call that her pops could be dead. They found the body and it's probably your pops. And she hit that shit like it was like, yeah, I'm going to call you back. You know what I'm saying? So she ain't even get the processing. In this episode about the pops dying, I'm sure she next in line because everybody coming from him. You know what I'm saying? He owed niggas money left and right, so it ain't even much for her to take over. It's something like Papa was a Rolling Stone, some debt.
The basic.
All he left me was a loan. Right. And in this case, it's literally and figuratively.
I need this job. Yeah.
So she got that call, you know what I'm saying? He go back in, and somehow, mysteriously, they end up somewhere about to do the shaman medicine shit people use.
Impromptu.
The fuck? Like, how they get there? Mm-hmm. I thought people usually did that, like, in the woods or some shit. I don't know where they went to go do this shit.
Yeah, I don't know if they was in the woods or a backyard, but it was too impromptu for that type of shit, and a bunch of randoms.
Yeah, they fresh off of cocaine. Come take this, you know what I'm saying? This South American shaman medicine. You know what I'm saying? Take you to a whole another place.
Man.
So dude, you know what I'm saying, ended up watching old girl peeing again in his fucking state of
His mom's, right?
That was his mom. Yeah. That was his mom.
I think that was his mother. Yeah, I think that
was
his
mom. I mean, she said mom, but I thought it looked like old girl. But it ain't look like him.
Speaking of a stream, that shit was torrential.
Yeah, category 4.
Exactly. Get your poncho.
What the fuck is going on? What are we doing here? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So he doing that. He saw some other shit. I can't remember. It looked like it was a dead body at the stall. I don't know what the fuck was going on with this little scene.
Yeah, I don't remember all that. Would you ever do ayahuasca?
No, not necessarily.
I like that answer. Not necessarily.
I don't know what the fuck it is. You know what I'm saying? I have done no research. I just hear niggas talking about, I went to the jungle and my life was, I found myself. Right. Nigga, I don't need that shit to find myself.
Right. Going back. Yeah.
Because they can't find themselves. They need the shit to find themselves. They get lost all the time.
Some shit.
I guess it's a cheat code to getting deep.
That's what they say.
Shit, broke got me deep. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Hey, got you real introspective.
Yeah.
Look at it.
You can't do shit.
Look at it at all. Hell yeah.
Shit. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But so yeah. This go ahead. No, no, go ahead. No, go ahead. No, you were about
it's,
to say
it's on
something.
You. I wasn't gonna say nothing.
Okay. So this is the thing that it ended with that kind of follows up from maybe episode two episodes ago. So, you know, Yaz and Rob was laying in the bed, right? Yaz like, damn, you know what I mean? She always fuck with Rob. Yo, why can't we? She told him outside right before she got the call. How come we can't fall in love and be together? You know what I mean? And Rob really, he got an open wound for her. You could tell.
Yeah, he really loves her.
Oh, yeah, he really
scared.
Do. Oh,
he don't know how to approach it.
He don't know how to approach it. He don't know if he could maintain that. I think he's intimidated. You know what I mean? The other thing that we forgot was old Harper.
Oh, you know, yeah. Harper, old sneaking ass Harper.
Upper hand Harper caught the eavesdrop when Sweet Pea was telling Yaz about what's going on. And Harper caught that information, canceled the meeting, and now she about to go, you know, reconvene and figure out a power play. You know what I mean? I think at the end of this season, Harper going to be the actual boss. We ain't talking about a new CEO. She going to come back from the CEO. But anyway, I doubt that. But this is one thing that I saw, speaking of Harper, speaking of Yaz, when they were at that party and that old wild-ass DJ saying some reckless shit, Yaz and Harper was walking and she was like, yo, I can't believe, you know, I hate him, but I miss him. You know what I'm saying? And then she kind of said it in a way where it was like, it was over for him. You know what I mean? As if she knew she knew he was dead. So now this last moment in the bed with Rob like, yeah, you finally gonna wind up with old Henry, even though he's a dickhead. You know, you the type, you're doomed to marry your father. And then she, you know, she was like, ah, she said that shit was a hard pill to swallow. You know what I mean? And then he, you know, go like, I guess all that ayahuasca clarity then hit her with that shit. And then she off a few Negronis, she just unburdened herself like, yeah, I guess I won't be able to do that because I killed him.
Damn.
And he, you know, he kind of, you know, he take it as, you know, just slick talk because they good for slick talk. She'll say some dramatic shit.
Did she kill him?
She was... That's just what we going to find out. Did she kill him or not? It seems like she might. I mean, you seen how turbulent their relationship was. They was choking each other the fuck out. Like, they had beef. And they was, you know, I think one of the last, what they keep playing, even though it was a lot of witnesses, so I don't know if it would have happened then, but, you know, he was definitely very close to the edge of that boat. You know, who knows what happened? But we're going to find out. I don't know if it was just an offhand confession or she's just bullshitting. I do know that, you know, obviously she's probably good at compartmentalizing based on all of that trauma that she's lived through. But when she got that news from Denise, like, yo, you know, we found the body, could be Pops, you know, where you at? Sweat. She was like, yeah, nah. She was like, let me go get a drink. You know what I mean? I can't do this right now. Let me go get a drink. I'll holler back at you. You know what I mean? Eight Negronis in. She didn't even seem drunk. You know what I'm saying? She just came in chilling. Came in chilling. She just had a little bit of... She wanted to speak. She wanted to talk about things, but she didn't seem faded. So it's going to be interesting to see what's what. Yeah, I mean, that was it. That was... The takeaway for me that I kind of caught was just the rich get richer and they stay there. You know what I mean? They support each other by all means necessary. And one of the funnier lines when Henry was talking about, I forget what the, Yaz was asking about somebody. Oh, somebody that worked with him. Did he fuck them or not? He was like, I could only fuck down. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so, which is a crazy place to be in. Like, I could only people I could fuck this up is Hillary Clinton or Kamala Harris, which was very timely.
Right,
and
right.
And he said, that's not my tempo. And his man was like, I like a good cafe au lait.
Yeah, I saw that slick like, shit.
Man, here that go. But, yeah, man, it was cool. I'm curious to see what's going to happen. Not much Harper at all outside of the little eavesdropping. And Eric's boss, he revealed that he has brain cancer. You know, and that kind of fucked Eric up a little bit. And, you know, all that shit going on and Eric trying to get custody of his kids, and that mm-hmm. shit is looking like it's not going.
Ain't nobody sending them kids that way with that nigga.
Nah, I wouldn't give, because that motherfucker is wilding. But yeah, that was it. That was it. I mean, you know, as always, intense, mm-hmm. all over the place. You know, cool little episode. We'll see what they got. You got any predictions or anything?
I'm going to predict this shit. I don't know these people.
Yeah.
It's a wild bunch, man.
Yeah, they are.
It's a wild bunch. I'm just following along.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens. I guess that's it. Rest in peace, Rich Homie Quan. Rest in peace, James Earl Jones. You know, damn shame. Salute to them. And you got anything else you want to say before we get up out of here?
That's it, man. I appreciate the time. I appreciate the energy of the people. I'm soaking it up. I'm feeling it. You know what I'm saying? Let's keep going. Let's make some new magic, man, and turn this corner and move into a new fucking dimension out here with this, with in the conversation and the people that's riding with us.
There it is. That was real talk. Till next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.